Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I want to ask ladies to fill up this spot here. And then everybody can come forward so that those who come later will have some place to sit. Thank you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And the men also move forward. Some can also come on this side. So nice to be with you again for Sunday feast. Could I have some water, please? For all the times that I've been here, I don't remember, have I spoke at Sunday feast before? Yeah? Maybe once. Last time? Last September even. Anyway, so nice to be here with you. So today we want to celebrate the appearance of Sri Advaita Acharya, who is described as the cause of the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is anybody here for the first time? Great. Thank you for coming. We hope you'll have a wonderful time and come back every week and join our wonderful family of Srila Prabhupada's family of devotees. So, Advaita Acharya. Do you know who Advaita Acharya is? A new guest? He's on our altar here. The figure on the far left with the beard. And on the altar, of course, is the Panchatattva. This is the most recent incarnation of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his associates who have come in this age of Kali Yuga to distribute what's called the Yuga Dharma, or the religion for the age. So men, I want you to please move forward, because others are coming, and when they have to come all the way through here to sit down, it creates a big disturbance. So please move forward now, okay, before we get going. Thank you. And leave a room for people to walk, please. So approximately 500 years ago, in Navadvip was the center of education, or one of the centers of education of India. And so all the scholars would go there, and they would always discuss different kinds of philosophies, Nyaya philosophy and different kinds of monist philosophies. Because that was the fashion of the time, that everybody, they thought that the being spiritual was to be not material, right? That of course, even still today, people have this idea that material and spiritual are antithetical. And if material means you have some form, then spiritual means there's no form. If material means, if in our material experience we have the experience of personality, then spiritual must mean no personality. Like this. So this was their idea. Anyway, it was into that culture, that kind of setting, that Sri Advaita Acharya appeared. Now, when the Lord comes, of course, he's come in that incarnation, and all of his incarnations, he comes for a specific purpose. And so his appearance is, let's say, commensurate or is appropriate for his purpose. So, you know, sometimes the Christians, they have the idea that when God comes, you know, they have this idea, the second coming of Jesus, and he's going to descend standing on a white cloud, and he's going to come down from the heavens. And because it happens like that, everybody's going to know, oh, here comes Jesus. And of course, he'll look like the traditional pictures of Jesus. He was going to have a beard and long hair, you know. If he doesn't have a beard and long hair, they're going to say, who's that guy? So, Anyway, the Lord, he comes, he has a particular purpose, and the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to give the Yuga Dharma, or the religion for the age. And, of course, that is the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that you see displayed all over the place here. And so when Lord Chaitanya came, he had to, at first they had to create the context for him to appear. So before he appears, he sends his other associates, his mother and father, those personalities who will, take the role of his parents, and all of his other associates, and Sri Advaita Acharya is one of those personalities also, who appeared in advance of the Lord's appearance. Some years, actually, and so you can see from the appearance of the deities, Advaita Acharya is very much senior, kind of like Nimai's grandfather, very senior to him. And so he appeared many years prior to the advent of Lord Chaitanya. And he came into that setting that we described where all the scholars and were talking about this impersonalist philosophy. And, of course, materialism also. They're materialistic to some degree as well. And for a devotee of the Lord to be in such circumstances is rather, let me say, uncomfortable. Because devotee naturally likes to be with other devotees who are engaged in discussing the pastimes of the Lord. But that wasn't the case there. So Advaita Acharya and the other associates of the Lord, they had rather a small group. And they would associate together, they would come together and do their kirtan and so on. So I'm going to read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 13, the advent of Lord Chaitanya. And we're going to pick it up from text number 62. Lord Krishna, Vrajendra Kumar, first caused countless devotees to appear and at last appeared himself. Before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees of Navadvipa used to gather together in the house of Advaita Acharya. Oh. You need the book. Helpful. Okay. Adi Lila, chapter 13. Chaitanya Charitamrita. How about if I just go slow? Okay. Or do you have it on your phone?
Yeah, so Adi
13. Beginning from text 62. While you're doing that, I'm going to readjust the Vyasa sign. Is it okay? Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 13 and approximately 62, 63, like that. The last one I read was, or the first one, Lord Krishna, Vrajendra Kumar first caused countless devotees to appear and at last he appeared himself. Before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees used to gather together in the house of Advaita Acharya. In these meetings of the Vaishnavas, Advaita Acharya used to recite the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, decrying the paths of the philosophical speculators and fruitive activity, and establishing the super excellence of devotional service. In all the revealed scriptures of Vedic literature, devotional service to Lord Krishna is explained throughout. Therefore, the devotees of the Lord do not recognize the process of philosophical speculation, mystic yoga, unnecessary austerity, and so-called religious rituals. They do not accept any process but devotional service. Prabhupada comments, our Krishna consciousness movement follows this principle. We do not recognize any method for spiritual realization other than Krishna consciousness devotional service. Sometimes we are criticized by groups following jnana, yoga, tapas, or dharma. But fortunately, we are unable to make any compromises with them. He says, fortunately, we are unable to make any compromises with them. We simply stand on the platform of devotional service and preach the same principles all over the world. In the house of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, always worshipping Krishna, and always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada comments, on these principles only does the Krishna consciousness movement go on. We have no other business than to talk of Krishna, worship Krishna, and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we see these nice banners everywhere. The Holy Name Festival. So this is our business in ISKCON, to only talk about Krishna, to worship Krishna, and to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu felt pain to see all the people without Krishna consciousness simply merging in material sense enjoyment. Purport, a bona fide devotee of the Lord is always pained to see the fallen condition of the whole world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to say, there is no scarcity of anything within this world. The only scarcity is that of Krishna consciousness. That is the vision of all pure devotees. Because of the lack of Krishna consciousness in human society, people are suffering terribly, being merged in an ocean of ignorance and sense gratification. A devotee onlooker is very much aggrieved to see such a situation in the world. Seeing the condition of the world, Advaita Acharya began to think seriously of how all these people could be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu thought, if Krishna himself appears in order to distribute the cult of devotional service, then only will the liberation be possible for all these people. Prabhupada comments, just as a condemned person can be relieved by a special favor of the chief executive head, the president or the king, so the condemned people of this Kali Yuga can be delivered only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself or a person especially empowered for this purpose. Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu desired that the Supreme Personality of Godhead advent himself to deliver the fallen souls of this age. With his consideration, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, promising to cause Lord Krishna to descend, began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna with tulsi leaves and the water of the Ganges. Purport, tulsi leaves and Ganges water with, if possible, a little pulp of sandalwood is sufficient paraphernalia to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram pushpam palam toyam yo me bhaktya priyachati tadaham bhaktya paritam asnami pratyatat manam. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. following this principle, Advaita Prabhu, please the Supreme Personality of Godhead with tulsi leaves and the water of the Ganges. By loud cries, he invited Krishna to appear, and with this repeated invitation, he attracted Lord Krishna to descend. So, this way, Sri Advaita Acharya, he was petitioning the Lord to please come and advent, Hare Krishna, for the benefit of all the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Now one may ask, why Sri Advaita didn't take care of this business himself? Because after all, Advaita, he is incarnation of the personality Mahavishnu, who is also the Supreme Lord. We understand that the Lord, he expands himself in many different ways, some in potency equal to himself. So these are called the Svamsa expansions. And they have all of the potency of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And others he expands as what's called Vibhinamsa, which is personalities like ourselves, who have just a minute fraction of the qualities of the Lord, and the qualities or in the potencies. So Advaita, he is one of these expansions of the Lord, who is equal in potency to the Supreme Lord. So one may ask, well, he is also God. So why didn't he just take care of that business himself? And the answer is that there is a protocol, or what we might call a culture, spiritual culture, that should be observed. Just like between Balaram and Krishna. So Krishna, Prabhupada explains repeatedly, and throughout his writing, he always takes the trouble to say Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there's many personalities of Godhead. When we say Godhead, this means all of these personalities, these Svamsa expansions, who are equal in potency to the Lord. So there's many such personalities, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudeva, and so on. Many such personalities who have the potency of the Lord. But Krishna, he is the original and the supreme personality. This means of all those personalities, Krishna is the most wonderful. So, Krishna is the first, and his first expansion is Balaram. And Balaram, there's no difference between Balaram and Krishna at all, except for the color. The Krishna is blackish and Balaram is whitish. But other than that, they're almost completely equal. But Balaram, he understands that Krishna is first, and therefore, he takes the position of being the servant of the Lord. Even though he is also God himself, he acts as a servant to Krishna. And in this way, he expands himself as the various paraphernalia for Krishna's worship and so on like that. So that Krishna, as the supreme enjoyer, can maintain that position. Krishna, he doesn't do any work. He's God. Why should he do any work? But business has to go on. And so the other expansions of the Lord, Balaram, Vasudev, Aniruddha, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and so on, they take care of all the business that has to be dealt with. These are called Vishnu expansions. And one of those Vishnu expansions is Mahavishnu, who advented as Sri Advaita. So there's a protocol, a relationship based on relationship that even amongst the Godhead, the Vishnu expansions, they are also acting as servants of the Lord. And so Advaita was also taking this position. as God, he could have changed the, you know, the whole material creation actually comes from him. So he has the potency to deal with things if he wanted to. But that's not his role. His role was to actually serve the Lord by causing the Lord to appear. And so he did that. He was petitioning the Lord, please come and save all these fallen people in Kali Yuga. He was looking around and seeing everybody's engaged sense gratification, mental speculation, impersonal worship, and so on like that. Very much like today. Today is probably much more extreme case than that. And so he was saying, only God can deal with this situation. That these things are so bad in this Kali Yuga that only God can fix it. And so he was calling the Lord, please come and take care of things. So Sri Chaitanya, or Krishna rather, heard his appeal, and at that time, it was time for the Yuga Dharma, so there's a regularly scheduled incarnation of the Lord called the Yuga Avatar. And at that time coincided with the desire of Lord Krishna to want to experience the taste of a devotee. What does a devotee experience when the devotee is worshiping me? Specifically, what does Radharani experience when she is loving me? So that desire combined with the time for advent of the Yuga Avatar came together. So the Yuga Avatar appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now generally in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Avatar is of a blackish color. But Mahaprabhu, his color was golden, because he took the color, the mood of Srimati Radharani, who has golden complexion. And so he's called the golden avatar. Avatar means one who descends. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared as the Yuga Avatar, golden in complexion, not blackish, to give the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is our business in Krishna consciousness, in ISKCON, to continue to call for the advent of the Lord. Just like Advaita Acharya was calling for the Lord to appear, so we should look around just like Advaita was doing and see the fallen condition of this world. Not that just because I'm okay, I've got enough money, I'm okay, so yeah, everybody else has a problem, that's their problem. No. Vaishnava doesn't think like that. Vaishnava sees these people, they're in the darkness of ignorance. They don't know what they're doing. They're completely bewildered by why they are here, what the purpose of life is. And most of them, they're on their way to hell because of want of spiritual knowledge. So the Vaishnava has compassion. So Lord Chaitanya, he said, para upakara. This means do good for others. So just like Advaita was petitioning the Lord to appear, we also should be petitioning the Lord to appear and not leave. And how do we do that? How do we bring the Lord here? We actually have the power to bring the Lord. Advaita was calling for the Lord, but we have the power to bring the Lord. By simply chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Because Krishna is there in his holy name. This name is none different from the Lord himself. And he's there present with all of his potency. And by his presence, this world will change. So we see, maybe we've seen before, I don't know, our Back to Godhead magazine in English that we started in 1966 with Prabhupada. But the masthead of the magazine said that Godhead is light, nescience is darkness, Where there is Godhead, there is no darkness, like that. So this is true, that God is light, God is understanding, God is goodness. And all the goodness that's here in this world is here only because there's some God, because there's the goodness is coming from God. And to the degree that there's God in this world, to that degree there's goodness. Without God, there's no goodness. Without God, there's no light. Without light, everything becomes darkness. So there's this struggle in this world today. Actually, all the time. This material world. There's always challenge between darkness and light. So there's many people under the influence of darkness. They want to destroy the light. But the wonderful thing is, no amount of darkness you can bring can cover up even the smallest light. Even the smallest light can defeat all the darkness. So we bring God, we bring light, we bring goodness, we bring God into the world by chanting His holy name. So this Yuga Dharma is for us and for everyone else. And those who are fortunate, they chant the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And they make it their business to give this wonderful mantra to others. Simply by chanting one name of Krishna, one time, more sins can be relieved than is possible for a person to commit. So, when you go about your business this week and all the time, whoever you meet, maybe you're in the store and you're buying some groceries, you ask the clerk, excuse me, can you say this word, Krishna? Yeah, ask them. Please say this word, Krishna. In this way, inspire, get people to take up the chanting of the holy name. Keep some mantra cards with you. Give it to them. Ask them, please chant this mantra. You'll become happy. Everybody wants to be happy, but the problem is nobody knows how anymore. They've forgotten how to be happy. They think that by sense gratification, they'll become happy. By watching television or some video or some pornography or some, you know, taking intoxication. They have so many ideas. They think, oh, I'll become happy by this. But the fact of the matter is they're simply becoming more and more miserable. People have forgotten how to be happy. So we know how to be happy. We know what happiness is. Happiness means that we're in touch with the Supreme Lord. And the blissful nature, that's our own nature. We're in contact with that. And happiness is tangible. And you either have it or you don't. And if you don't have Krishna consciousness, you don't have happiness. This so-called material happiness is not real happiness. It's the illusion of happiness. It's flickering. Here in 1 minute, gone the next. This is not real happiness. Real happiness stays all the time. And it's unlimited. It's blissful. So we know how to get that happiness. By chanting the Maha Mantra. So we should always be engaged in chanting the mantra ourselves. And encouraging others also to chant the Maha Mantra as much as possible. This is our business. If we don't bring God into this world, bring the light of God into this world, then darkness will cover everything. The demonic side, the dark side, they're very busy trying to recruit for their side, right? I didn't see the latest Star Wars movie. Maybe in that, who's that, Darth Vader, he said again, come to the dark side. You all know that, right? Classic. Come to the dark side. So the dark side, they're always trying to recruit people to come and enjoy misery. Actually, that's what they're doing. Come and enjoy misery. Strange. But we have to be the agents of light. So we have to always be asking everyone, chant the Maha Mantra. So everybody, please, get some mantra cards, even if you print them yourself, pass them out, ask everyone, chant this mantra, please, to save the world. Because it's a fact. Without bringing God into this world, it's hopeless. We can see. You don't have to be a visionary to see that there's so much trouble in the world today. Any ordinary person who's awake can understand these things. And the problem is, even the leaders, they don't know what to do because they don't know what's caused the problem. They have this little box of ideas that they work from, right? It's called language. And that their language is limiting the ideas that they have to work with. But their languages, all of these Western languages, they don't really have any spiritual content. The spiritual content, however, is available in the Sanskrit language. And from that we get many wonderful ideas like Bhagavan, Jiva, Samsara, Karma, like this, Gunas, that explain, that give us another way of understanding how this material world is working. And so we see it from a superior perspective, and we can understand what's causing the problem. Not enough God, not enough goodness, not enough light. And the solution is that. It's not passing more laws. It's not manipulating the political situation. It's not about starting some war someplace or killing some people. The solution is simply to bring more God into the world by encouraging people to chant the holy names. So please, this is our business. Para upakara, do good for others. This is transcendental mathematics. 1 minus 100 equals 1, right? You give Krishna away, and you get more Krishna. So the members of the Panchatattva, they broke open the storehouse of love of God, and they ate and distributed the contents. But no matter how much they distributed, the supply increased more and more, because the storehouse is so wonderful that the more you give away, the more the supply increases. So this is the nature of spiritual love. It increases by giving it away. So if we want to taste that love ourselves, we have to also endeavor to give it away to others. So try it and see. Do it. It doesn't take very long. It's, you know, even if you can distribute books, okay, that's nice. But even if you don't distribute books, keep some mantra cards. Ask people, chant this mantra and be happy. Just try it. It works. And of course, we have to become a good walking advertisement ourselves. Because they'll look at us and they'll say, well, are you happy? So, you have to be wearing a smile. You have to be actually tasting the result yourself. So, practice and preach as well. So please take advantage of this wonderful mercy of Sri Dvaitacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Panchatattva by tasting the wonderful nectar of the holy name. So I'm supposed to stop now? Sounds like it. Right on cue. Okay. Thank you very much. Sri Dvaitacharya ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.